Hello and welcome to another episode of Welcome to the Future.
Oh, it's so good to be back in the future, Charles. And this week I have some great news about a very, very old device.
Ooh.
And I know we spend a lot of time hanging shit on Bluetooth, and appropriately so. But before Bluetooth was even invented, there were terrible devices, arguably more terrible even than Bluetooth. And I'm not making it up.
So this is not so much an episode of Welcome to the Future, but instead an episode of Welcome to the Past.
You enjoyed that, didn't you? I also have an amazingly over-designed light.
Oh, good.
And some garage doors that have a fairly major flaw.
Plus, I've got a quick update on the room temperature superconductor that everyone thinks is a complete hoax.
How exciting. All right, let's get into it after this.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Where shall we start, Charles, in this tech smorgasbord of ours?
Well, I think we should start from the beginning, which is the past.
Okay. All right. So there's been a lot of unsatisfactory tech devices in recent years, a lot of Bluetooth gadgets that don't work. That's basically the organising principle of this podcast. But there was a device once designed that worked very, very well.
Oh.
In doing something utterly terrible.
Is this going to be the guillotine?
Not the guillotine. It's much worse than the guillotine.
Oh, right. Worse than the guillotine.
It's called the Brazen Bull. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
So it answers a question. What is a truly horrifyingly cruel way of executing criminals?
Oh, at least I was in the right ballpark.
Yeah, you were. Yeah. It's an execution device. And there was a tyrant.
What's it called?
It's called the Brazen Bull or the Bronze Bull, Sicilian Bull, or the Bull of Phalaris. Now, Phalaris was a tyrant of a place called Acragas in Sicily. He was looking for a new way to execute criminals.
And what era are we talking about here? Is this sort of like 3,000 years ago, or is this like under Mussolini? What are we talking here?
No, we're talking basically kind of first century BC, as far as I can tell. This was used to kill Christians. It was hanging around when Jesus was around.
Yeah,
right. So it was invented by someone called Perillaus of Athens, whose name may well have given rise to the word peril. What it is the Brazen Bull. It's a metal bull made out of bronze. It looks exactly like a bull. And there's a door in the side.
Sorry, is it a full size?
Yeah, it's very large. It's big enough to open the door on the side and put a criminal inside it. What you then do is you lock the door and you apply fire to the bottom of the bull. And you cook the person inside a hot bronze bull. And the trick, the kind of technological innovation of this device is that the acoustic chamber and the bull's mouth was designed such that the screams of the victim were amplified to sound like the roaring of a bull. So it's a bull. It's a bull's roar.
It's sort of genius.
It's genius. Now, Perillaus invented this and proposed it to Phalaris and built it. What happens straight away, as soon as he presented it to this person, was he expected to get a reward from Phalaris. Instead, he was disgusted. So he put the inventor inside the bronze bull immediately and tested it out. He wanted to test out the horn sound system.
He was disgusted that the guy would come up with such an evil device. And so his immediate thought was, well, I'm going to use that device.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's see exactly how horrible and cruel it is. In you go. Apparently tricked him to get inside.
Interesting bull you've got there.
Can a human really fit inside? I don't think a human can really fit inside this bull. So, yes. So there you go.
Tricked him.
He went inside.
Was it like a Trojan bull?
It was. And they lit the fire underneath. And it worked as described. The screams of Perillaris were apparently truly horrifying.
And did the person who trick the guy into getting in, therefore regret it, going, oh, okay, it does work.
I think he had. Yeah. He did have regret. He must have regretted it and thought this is actually wonderful. And this guy is literally, his title is the tyrant. His job was tyrant, right? It was a political position back then.
Yes.
So, but the good news is he let him out. He didn't kill him.
Oh.
So he started roasting him. Heard the screams.
Right.
I thought, oh, yeah, this could be useful.
Yeah.
So he took him out of the bull. He opened the door and took him away.
Oh, thank God it worked.
And took him away.
For the poor inventor guy,
yeah,
you know, he must be thanking his lucky stars.
Oh, he was very relieved,
I'm sure. He'd come up with such a hideously effective and, you know, like device that that would impress such a horrible person.
It did. And then what happened immediately after that is that Phalaris took the inventor, Perillaris, to the top of a hill and threw him off, thus killing him. So he didn't avoid getting killed. He just was killed in a slightly more humane way. But what a surprise that would be. Oh, thank you so much for saving me from being cooked in the bull.
Mm.
Oh, you throw me off a hill. Okay, then. Well, whatever.
Well, it's more traditional and less.
I mean, I don't know how accurate this is. It's in Wikipedia, so it's probably true. But ironically enough, Phalaris was then killed in the brazen bull when he was overthrown by someone called Telemachus.
Well, it goes around, comes around.
It's a bull in a china shop is what it is. You never quite know what's going to happen. It was still in use centuries later. The last one was 287. The Romans
Did he milk it for all it's worth? Oh, no, he couldn't. It was a bull.
Many early Christians were killed, including St. Eustache, who apparently was roasted by the Emperor Hadrian with his wife and children. That also happened to Saint Antipas.
Well, at the same time?
Oh, presumably consecutively.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. I'd have to check that out. They did it with a lot of early Christians. So it was popular. Mm. It lasted for centuries. That makes Bluetooth, I think it puts Bluetooth into perspective.
Yes. Well, you know what would have improved it, though?
What?
Bluetooth.
A Bluetooth locking system.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the thing is as well, we have to be fair. Okay, this is a much worse device than Bluetooth. It's more effective.
Yeah.
It doesn't have any. It doesn't have major design. Yeah. It does. At no point did it simply stop killing the person and making them scream.
Yeah, the inventor must have been cursing himself that he didn't install Bluetooth when he got tricked being put in.
Okay, a couple more little gadgets as we continue our survey of the future here.
Mm.
So imagine that you're a piano student.
So is this the past or the future?
This is the current. This is something that is being crowdfunded for apparently at the moment. This is brand new.
Okay, so welcome to the present.
Welcome back to the present.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Xiaomi. You know Xiaomi, the mobile phone company. They're quite a large company in China.
Yeah, yeah.
They are crowdfunding for an amazing device, a light, which you can use when you play piano. So, Charles, you have a piano student in your house. I've seen the piano.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what feature would you most like from a light that might sit above the piano?
Well, to
illuminate the
music. To illuminate the music, so that you can see the music.
What feature would you love it to have that your current light that you might have doesn't have?
Well, I'll tell you what. He would love it if, as the music played, it sort of was different colours or something like that, like flashed different colours. That would be very cool. Well, is that what it is?
Its modes are warm colour and cool colour. It's only got different shades of white. No, the amazing feature, and they're crowdfunding for this, so if you want, apparently it's already raised all the money.
Mm.
It illuminates all 88 keys, so it's got even lighting over the piano keys. But the killer feature, which has never previously been in a light as far as I know, it's got a radar so that when it knows when you come and sit down. Because apparently, if you want to play piano, pressing the button to turn the light on is too onerous. What you need is a radar that constantly scans the room, and then when someone walks up to it, it goes, oh, there's someone here. Better turn the piano light on.
Well, 24 hours a day, it's just on guard.
Scanning.
Waiting for...
It's a smart piano light, Charles.
Is that to mimic... You know how when you go to a classical music concert and there's a grand piano out on the stage and the person walks out and they just sort of... The lights come up just at the right time as they're sitting down.
I guess that's what it's
sort of... Somebody's gone, I want that, but with Bluetooth.
Maybe it's beneath the person The pianist coming out and getting ready to play the concerto.
Why would you
wouldn't want to press the light switch?
Yeah. Why would you use radar to do that rather than a motion sensor or something like that?
Oh, it's a radar motion sensor, I guess.
Oh, okay.
So there's that. Yeah. Go and buy that if you want to pay far too much for a piano light.
Yeah.
And my final gadget before we get on to your genuinely, potentially exciting piece of technology, which most of the world of physics is very dubious about, is it's a smart garage door. You've got a garage door. Would you like a smart garage door?
Well, I would like one which requires less than 20 presses of the button to open. That would be very revolutionary.
Oh, that's a good idea. Well, this is a company called Nex. They sell IoT, Internet of Things products, internet-connected garage doors, alarms, and wall plugs.
Can I guess what the killer app feature is?
What's that?
That as you approach, it just automatically opens.
I'm not sure if that is the feature. I'll check that out while I because that would be good if your Bluetooth device
cool. Yeah, like if you're driving up, instead of having to press the button 15 billion, wind down the window and be pressing the button trying to get it to work. Does that happen for your car?
No, it's not too bad. I've got a pretty sensitive one. Well, the first review here of the next smart Wi-Fi garage door controller. The first one says terrible product. Bought two of these. First one lasted a year, second one lasted 6 months. Customer support couldn't fix problems. Stay away.
So what does it do? What's it like? You haven't told us what it does.
Well, it opens. It lets you take out your phone and open the door. You tap the button to open. It doesn't look like it's smart enough to just do it automatically. You got to press the button. But there is a slight problem. Can you guess what the slight problem is with the smart garage door?
Well, presumably. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't have Wi-Fi in my fucking car park.
That's one issue.
Yeah.
They have a lot of, it's not just a garage door, they've got like regular door locks.
No, okay.
Apparently they're all extremely easy to hack. So you've got your garage door sitting there.
Yeah.
It's smart, yes. But not smart enough not to be hacked.
But that's probably good because it means that when you inevitably get locked out because you can't connect your Wi-Fi, you can get a, hacker to come and help you out.
That would work. So essentially you're unable to secure your home with this device, but it's very easy to open.
But I think that's very metaphorical. But that is how we all live. We live in the cloud. The cloud gives us this sort of sense of that, you know, our information is private, that there's something behind a locked door.
Yeah.
But in actual fact, no, it's not like that at all.
Well, I feel sorry for them. This company specializes in security products, smart security products.
Yes.
It just didn't occur to them that they might need to encrypt the password at any point that is used. So that's, but it is easy to get in, as you say. You just need to hack into your own garage.
And also, I mean, who here really gets burgled by professional burglars? Like, you know what I mean?
It's only happened to me 2 or 3 times in my whole life, yeah.
Well, no, but like it's usually just sort of smash and grab, isn't it? Like it's not
junkies.
It's not people who. Well, I didn't want to use the term, but yeah, like
tech junkies who would know how to use this.
But it's not people who are going. Well, like there's nothing in my house where it'd be like, okay, let's spend the next 5 days, you know, hacking into the systems to try and work
you're
out.
You're safe. No one's going to break into your house. Yeah.
Oh, I see. But you're saying like, but then who is going to like
someone
anyone who buys
car.
A Van Gogh or something like that is not going to buy a smart lock from this firm, or are they?
Well, you know what? Maybe. You know what's good?
Oh, we could find out. We could just hack into their systems and go and have a look at what people who buy these locks have. So you know, presumably there's a database of where they're located as
that's
well.
That's a great idea. You know what's a really good invention? A key.
Oh,
actually, a key that doesn't involve any internet.
Yes.
Just a metal key.
Oh, you should.
It's quite hard to break in.
You should patent that.
Yeah. It's almost as though the smarter option is to not use the smart lock.
Yes.
All right. So, Charles, that's
You'd have to work out a way to put Bluetooth on your physical key, though.
That's true. It's so small and elegant and easily portable.
Yeah.
I really needed some sort of battery added to that thing.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so now it's time for the news that you've been hanging on for the whole
episode. The reason you're still here.
Yeah, which is a couple of weeks ago I mentioned that just incredible breakthrough in humankind. Essentially, the breakthrough of our generation is that these material physicists had worked out how to create a substance that was superconductive at room temperature.
It's very exciting. I mean, if we crack this, you went into detail last time, things like power transmission could be radically different. You could have batteries for everything that would just store the charge indefinitely.
Yes.
So I assume that there's no way this could possibly be real.
So over the weekend, several physicists from an American university posted on TikTok, actually, and then Twitter and Reddit, video of them trying to make the recipe of the superconductive material. Now, as I mentioned, a couple of weeks ago, this material, one of the fascinating things about it is it can be made with readily available materials. So it's things like beryllium, apparently
I've got so much of that shit lying around at home.
If you're a self-respecting lab, you've always got some lying around waiting to make into a superconductor. Okay. And they tried the recipe out, and the first try that they did in making this material, then they posted a video, and it's absolutely tiny. And most of the video is actually them talking about, how do we get into focus? It's really small. I can't focus. Hold on, let me try this lens, right? Like it's sort of, they're not, let's just say, they're not social media experts.
So they're good at making superconductors. Yeah. They're just not good at filming themselves making superconductors. All
but right. Eventually, after the first couple of, because they did it in a sort of series of tweets and threads and things like that, they eventually post a fairly well-focused, zoomed-up version of it, and it does exactly what it's supposed to do as a superconductor, which is every time they bring a piece of like a magnet close by, it goes up and perpendicular, and it shows that it has superconductive properties at room temperature, which is the whole deal. That's the whole deal. And it's not the whole bit. Like, so this is a micrometer big. Like, it is tiny. It's like literally a millionth of a meter.
Oh, okay.
And it's only about half of the little, it's like a little squiggly line. It's like a little flea or something on this, in this test tube style container, and it sort of squiggles around, but it comes to life and you go, that's a superconductor right there. It's definitely true. It's going to be fine.
I just wish I could believe you. And I want this to be real so much. I want us to have these amazing batteries. I mean, imagine what it would do for climate if you could actually just basically store rooftop solar forever without losing any of it, et cetera, et cetera. I just want to believe you, Charles. It's just that it's you, and I don't want to shoot the messenger because you've had some great episodes recently. It's just a bit too good to be true, isn't it? Or is the catch that it's just so tiny?
Well, one catch that was posted directly under the discovery, which I thought is very much a sort of,
Buzzkill.
Science nerds being fuckwits type thing, is somebody did point out, okay, but according to the recipe, if you did actually build a energy reactor, using these materials, using that method, then you'd run out of the Earth's entire supply of beryllium as you're building the first reactor with it. So there are a few sort of minor flaws, but that means you just don't build whole reactors out of it. You just build, little batteries, and it'll be fine. It'll work out. It'll be brilliant.
Here's an article in The New Scientist that might encourage you, Charles.
Yes.
New superconductor claims, they say, could lead to progress even if they're wrong. So there you go. Every little bit helps.
Yes.
Even if it's complete bullshit. Yes.
Which is that's how I talk to my wife at home. Even if I'm wrong, I'm still, helping in a way.
By eliminating possibilities.
Yeah, that's right.
We will know next time that claims made about beryllium-based room temperature superconductors from South Korea are definitely not true. That's good to know.
No, I don't think it's not true. It's not true. It's true.
No, no. To be fair to Charles, that it's clear just from a little search of Google News, which is, as we know, very thorough. We just don't know yet.
The science world is... I'm going to get a physicist on here for next week, and we're going to do a deep dive, and we're going to lose all our listeners as we talk about particle physics.
There will be no friction as people unsubscribe from the podcast. Thanks for joining us. Our Gear is from Road. We're part of the Iconoclast Network, and we'll catch you next time in the...
Future.
Or the past, future. If I bring in more torture devices.
Yeah, that was good.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.